It's VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A Taliban vehicle bomb late on Monday in the Afghan capital, Kabul, killed at least 16 people and wounded 119, officials say. Ryan Brooks has more.
A deadly blast tore through the Afghan capital, Kabul, late Monday. The car bomb explosion sent up a column of smoke and flames. Several people were killed and at least 100 were wounded. The blast came at the same time as a senior U.S. diplomat was outlining the details of a draft Taliban peace accord on TV. Taliban and U.S. negotiators had reached a peace deal in principle in Doha over the weekend. But Monday's bombing and major Taliban attacks in two northern cities in recent days have added to questions swirling around the agreement. That's because it doesn't include a formal ceasefire.
That's Ryan Brooks reporting. While a Taliban spokesman told the Associated Press that there should be less harm to civilians, he said they should not be living so near such an important foreign compound. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says the country will never have direct talks with the United States, but would consider multilateral negotiations if all sanctions are lifted. Here's Sam Holder reporting.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has ruled the country out of ever taking part in bilateral talks with the U.S.
We do not and never had an intention of mutual talks with the U.S.
But during the same speech to Iran's parliament on Tuesday, he said if all sanctions were lifted, the U.S. could join multilateral talks with the other countries involved in the 2015 nuclear deal. The measures were reimposed by U.S. President Donald Trump last year after he pulled out of the nuclear deal signed under President Obama. It has led to increased confrontation between Iran and the U.S.
This is VOA News. Hurricane Dorian relentlessly battered Grand Bahama Island on Tuesday, even as the